watching the results. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Polls closed in Florida, where voters are considering candidates for governor, Senate, and House. In New York, voters have another hour to get to the polls, where several House races are up for grabs.
At least one Democratic congressional leader will be forced into retirement. Once friends, Representatives Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney face off in New York's 12th congressional district in what's been a bitter and personal clash. Maloney has questioned whether Nadler is senile. Nadler has called Maloney cowardly and gullible over her voting record. Elsewhere, moderate and progressive Democrats are facing off throughout New York. In the 17th district, moderate Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, the Democrat in charge of getting other Democrats elected, is taking on AOC-backed progressive State Senator Alessandra Biaggi, who has championed a policy Maloney has called nuts, defunding the police.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New York. A specially appointed prosecutor says he will not pursue charges against the two white Atlanta police officers who battled with Rayshard Brooks in June 2020 that ended with Brooks, who was black, being shot to death. The prosecutor ruled that Officer Garrett Rolfe acted appropriately, and the second officer involved will also not be charged. The IRS is launching a full security review of its facilities across the country due to a rise in threats directed at the agency and employees.
The IRS is also increasing engagement with the Department of Homeland Security and local law enforcement. The IRS has faced scrutiny since passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, boosting funding and adding tens of thousands of new agents to the IRS over the next 10 years.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Commissioner Chuck Reddick says he will make every effort to dispel lingering misperceptions about the agency's work. Actress Anne Heche has been laid to rest at Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
And a Fox News alert now. U.S. Representative Val Demings, a former police chief of Orlando, Florida, has won her Democratic nomination to run for U.S. Senate in the state, and that's she will face incumbent Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Also, Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist has won his party's nomination to run for governor in Florida, and he will challenge Republican incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis. Gang members are still at large in Atlanta after a string of home invasions.
24-year-old Jeremy J. Rock Caldwell, the man police believe is the mastermind behind all of this. He and two other suspected gang members were arrested in Miami, and they were ultimately charged in a 220-count indictment, accusing 24 gang members in total of targeting homes reportedly belonging to Atlanta Falcon stars and big names in music. Now, the gang reportedly used social media to prey on their victims and their valuables, and police say they had no problem getting violent to get whatever they were looking for.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta. Police are urging the suspects to turn themselves in. More than 4 months and $300 million later, the federal government has declared the largest wildfire in New Mexico's recorded history 100% contained. Officials say the fire started in the spring by two planned fires that were conducted by the U.S. Forest Service. More than 530 square miles of the Rocky Mountain foothills burned. And repeating our top story, our breaking news story, that is, the Democrats Democratic U.S. Representative Charlie Crist has won his party's nomination to run for governor in Florida. He will challenge Republican incumbent Ron DeSantis in November. And Congresswoman Val Demings, a former police chief of Orlando, won the Democratic nomination to run for U.S. Senate, and she will challenge incumbent Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.